Perhaps, like me, romance is not the first word that comes to mind when you hear the name Monica Lewinsky. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews three new books about what often happens when sex, power, and privilege collide. Oh, and Monica Lewinsky. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Quote, Monica Lewinsky was born in 1973 to a noble family of Jews living in the American Empire. She grew up a beautiful and spirited girl and was given a rare position as a servant to the emperor in the heart of the imperial palace. Julia Langbein's second novel, Dear Monica Lewinsky, opens with a portrait of the woman written in the style of Lives of the Saints. Saint Monica is invoked as a prelude to the story of Jean Dornan, a 45-year-old translator for New Jersey's court system. Jean has begun to be overwhelmed by memories of a sexual affair with a professor that took place in the summer of 1998, the same summer as Monica's fateful tryst. Before she knows it, she is in the presence of a beatific Saint Monica, who guides her through a detailed reexamination of the 6 weeks she spent at a medieval art intensive study program in France at age 19. In retrospect, Jean can see what an ambitious and gifted young woman she was, finally understanding that the way the scholar eventually punished her for what happened between them warped the course of her life in the decades following. This bold and clever comic novel is also a serious and poignant examination of female desire and male power. Reading Dear Monica Lewinsky reminded me of a book we reviewed back in 2017. Before Gabrielle Zevin wrote the wildly successful Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, she gave us Young Jane Young, the story of a South Florida intern named Aviva Shapiro who has an affair with her boss. It opens with the delightful voice of her mother, Jewish Floridian Rachel Shapiro. Rachel gives us the outlines of the debacle after which her daughter disappeared, 13 years ago now. To reveal more would be to give away too much, since part of the joy here is the unexpected way the story unfolds. I can tell you, as Rachel Shapiro might say, that you will hear from Jane Young herself, who's a wedding planner in a small town in Maine, and that one of the sections is an adroit takeoff on the structure of the Choose Your Own Adventure books. This presages the narrative techniques of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. And no Monica Lewinsky special could be complete without a mention of Everything is Perfect, a memoir by my friend and former student Kate Nason. After some devastating experiences that ended her first marriage, Kate met a guy who made her feel much better. A drama teacher at Beverly Hills High School, her second husband, Charlie, introduced her to a nice young woman who became the beloved babysitter of their two children. When the family moved to Portland, Oregon, around the same time as this girl started college up there, she became even more integrated into the family. After graduation, she was offered an internship at the White House and soon was confiding over the phone to Kate details about her infatuation with her boss, whom, as you've guessed by now, was Bill Clinton. And she was Monica Lewinsky, and she'd been sleeping with Charlie since Beverly Hills. As Monica's story exploded, the media sniffed out this related story and showed up in droves on Kate's doorstep, a humiliating nightmare, which she transforms into a great story in this amazing book.
The books are Dear Monica Lewinsky by Julia Langbein, Young Jane Young by Gabrielle Zevin, and Everything is Perfect by Kate Nason. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you may find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.